Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you.
It's Carl Perkins bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Wayne Cruz is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, original founding member, VP of Policy and Director of Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. Wayne's talking to us, folks. Nobody studied the regulatory state more than Wayne. Nobody. He's the world's expert on this topic, and he's the guy who's been for 18 years now, coming up on 19, has been bringing us reports. His 10,000 commandments is of legend, and on this topic, and so it's the gold standard. And so, Wayne, thanks again for all you've done for us over the years and for all the hard work that you do. You know, one of the things that I'm excited about President Trump about it, and everybody knows, listening to me, knows that I'm cautiously optimistic about President Trump. I voted for him. I have to admit, I voted for him in the election, not in the primary, but in the election I did. And because, here's one reason, and I hope we're going to start seeing this. I believed he was enough of not a politician that he would weather the storm that he's getting right now in order to get pushed through to let the good things happen from sensible policies, common sense policies that the marketplace can use to get some success stories so that it will shut up the hysterical people that we're hearing about right now. Does that make sense?
Well, what I hope is that if you freeze the excesses on regulation and you stop some of the overreach by agencies, like EPA last week on that short Federal Register, they published 30 rules that they had finalized, but their effective date hadn't hit yet. So they were subject to Trump's moratorium. So EPA had to publish these rules that it was putting on hold. And the more that kind of thing happens where, there's not an immediate pressing health and safety reason to put it out, you get some success stories, as you say, the economy starts to take on a life of its own, entrepreneurs get more confident, you see less of the resistance to hire, because hiring is already a liability for employers. It's tough to do already, let alone when you've got a regulatory state.
Well, and especially...
Look, Jim, the country is very partisan. They're still going to attack Trump relentlessly, and regardless of his, his past pedigree as a Democrat and all that. But I was looking at him at as it happens, the rules that Obama put out at the very end of his administration, the ones that a lot of times people call midnight rules.
Right.
Presidents tend to try to pump a bunch of things through. There's a lot of stuff now that could potentially be put on hold. I was just looking. There's department, the DOL has to pay contractor sick leave. That's one.
Mm-hmm.
The DOL slip and fall rules. There are all kind of energy conservation rules, EPA methane rules, EPA.
But are these the ones that he said to if they haven't been authorized to stop them to not
some
do
of them?
Them?
Some of them. Because here's the thing. These are the ones that Obama put out during his last. During the last 60 legislative days of Congress, and I would say legislative days are like dog years, so they go back to June. But these are subject to the votes that are taking place in the House this week. The important thing going on with regulation this week, alongside of Trump's two out for everyone in, is that Congress this week is voting on which of the Obama rules that were put out in the last 60 days that they're going to overturn. The law called the Congressional Review Act that passed the last time we had any significant regulatory reform, like unfunded mandates and SBRIFA, the Small Business Reg Relief Act, the Congressional Review Act lets Congress pass a resolution of disapproval on all these Obama rules. Now, unfortunately, while there are hundreds of significant rules that have come out during that time, Congress, as you know, is just going to do a handful. But some of these rules, like we were just talking about EPA, while the rules have been finalized, their effective date hasn't hit yet.
Right.
So the Trump moratorium will apply to them. Now, the other good thing,
Is this what Kimberly Strasser was writing about?
She was talking.
Did you read her piece, folks? Kimberly Strasser
related to that.
Posed an incredible.
Said, what she?
Go ahead. Go ahead. Explain. This was in the Wall Street Journal, folks. Go ahead.
Basically, what she said. Remember when I just said to you that Congress can go back and review rules for 60 legislative days,
right?
And do a resolution of disapproval. Well, the technical process of all that is each agency has to issue a brief report with their rules. And in order for the 60-day period, Congress has to receive a report. Well, as it wouldn't surprise you to know that over the year,
Obama didn't do a report. His agencies didn't do a report.
Neither did Bush.
Right.
So he could literally go back into the Bush.
He could go back into almost to Reagan, couldn't he?
That's right. Technically, well, back to Clinton. So technically, rules that don't have a report are if a report gets sent, you start the clock ticking. So it means a lot of illegitimate.
Could he literally go back and upend those things? What do you think about her conclusion? You think she's wrong?
I want it to be tested legally.
It would take somebody like him, who's not a politician, who's not ideological, who's not beholden to even to his own adopted party. See, I say he's a member of the Trumpian party, not the Republicans or Democrats.
Right. Actually, Jim, you might be able to help test this out, because I think the real way to test what she says, whether there are a lot of illegitimate rules in effect,
right,
is to find business people who have been hurt and punished and fined or imprisoned by rules that actually were not accompanied by a report, and so were illegitimately put into
place. And they might even have some legal redress. Folks, that was Kimberly Strassel, a columnist for Wall Street Journal. If you want to go online and look for that, look at Kimberly Strassel and look under regulation reform. And Trump, I think you can find it. I'll try to find the article.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.